the essence, and we only have so much work we can do. We can only process so many tapes.
Please call.
But thanks to the grant from the National Archives, we're able to focus on 2,000 recordings. We're halfway there. We've done digitization, and in a gift with a pledge of $150 or more, you'll get the materials that are brand new, fresh, transferred from the digitization house. Listen to this, Amy Goodman. Anais Nin from 1974. The Sylvia Plath Program, 1973.
Wow.
Angela Davis, Black Women in America, 1974.
Angela Davis and
Audre Lorde, 1972.
Audre Lorde.
Jane Fonda at the San Francisco Film Festival, 1975. Margaret Mead, 1970. Gypsy Rose Lee, the stripper, 1971. These are recordings that were not available anywhere until just this year, thanks to donations from Pacifica listeners.
Don't forget what Margaret Mead said. Never doubt for a moment that a small group of thoughtful, committed people can change the world. It's the only thing that ever has. You can do that. You can keep history alive so we move into the future informed and educated and inspired. 1-800-735-0230. Make the call that makes it possible. Pledge $150. Get these remarkable 100 hours of programming. Pledge $400 or $500. $2,000. You get dinner and a show, and I can't wait to host you here in New York City. I should say here is New York, and we'll go out to dinner. I host you and your guests, and you sit on the set of Democracy Now! Pledge $1,000. You get this astounding 800 hours of audio on 4 jump drives and 3 MP3 discs. But
welcome. This is the National Pacifica Simulcast, bringing all 5 Pacific stations together in real time. 99.5 WBAI in New York City, 89.3 FM WPFW in Washington, D.C., 90.1 FM KPFT Houston, Texas, 94.1 and 89.3 FM KPFA and KPFB Berkeley, California, and 90.7 KPFK in Los Angeles, also heard at 98.7 Santa Barbara, 99.5 China Lake, and 93.7 North San Diego. I'm John Wiener, welcoming you to this hour of the National Pacifica Simulcast. Our toll-free pledge line is 1-800-735-0230. Find us online at www.supportpra.org. The campus campaign goal is $155,000 in 39 hours. We need to make $4,000 this hour. All gifts guaranteed delivery by December 24th or sooner. Well, this hour, I'm happy to say we're featuring Harry Shearer on Nixon and Watergate, now and in 1974. Harry, of course, is the voice of many characters on The Simpsons. He's the host of Le Show on the radio. And now he's released a 6-part TV series where he recreates key moments of the Nixon era with all dialogue verbatim from the White House tapes. The series, produced for British TV, is playing now at YouTube. Harry Shearer is in London, where it's the middle of the night. Harry, welcome back to the program.
It's just become Thursday, John. Thank you very much.
Welcome to Thursday. Before we talk about Nixon's The One, your new TV series, let's talk about the first time you did Nixon on the radio. When and where was that?
Well, the very first time I did Nixon on the radio was with the Credibility Gap at KPPC in Pasadena. But the first time I did Nixon on the radio with relation to the White House tape was on one of the stations we're speaking on tonight, KPFK. As soon as the first transcripts of the tapes had been released, I think KPFK was the first place that I know about that called a bunch of actors and said, let's read these. Let's see what these sound like read. And so I was with a group of people who came to the studio on North Cahuenga and read some of the early Watergate tapes, the first ones that were released.
And we're talking about 1974. It was you, Rob Reiner, Christopher Guest. We're going to be listening to some audio.
Who are the guys again?
Rob Reiner, Christopher Guest.
Yeah.
Peter Boyle.
We're joined, let me say, by Mark Torres of the Pacifica Radio Archives. Mark, thanks for stopping by here.
Hey, thanks. Nice to meet you, Harry.
Harry, we're... Do you remember how it happened that that you and your cohort here was brought into KPFK to do this reading?
You know, I guess they had heard, you know, the credibility gap had a bit of mini renown in Southern California in those days, and I think that was the basis for the call. We'd been off the radio for 3 years at that point, and so we were believed to be credibly out of work and available, and I think it was assumed that it would be something that would be interesting to us, because we were still doing nightclub performances of material about Nixon and Watergate, appearing very often at a club which is now the Improv on Melrose. So we were still keeping our hand in the work, and I think that was the reason for the call.
You know, we've been asking around at the archives if anybody remembers exactly how this happened, and I know that Mark Torres has done some research on this. What have you found about the origins of these tapes we're going to be playing in this hour?
Well, Harry, I'm sure you know Ruth Seymour. I think she was known as Ruth Hirschman back then, but
indeed,
she came up with this idea. She had already done these grand celebrity readings of Anna Karenina and the Alexandria Quartet, Brothers Karamazov, and other things. And when the idea came that these transcripts were being released, she had this idea, let's grab the community. Do you remember getting a phone call from Ruth, or had you been interacting with Ruth Seymour at this point?
I think that may have been the first time I ever had a phone call from Ruth, as a matter of fact.
Wow, that's absolutely amazing. All right.
Yeah.
So, now...
That was the first of many.
Yeah, right.
The first of many.
Long relationship after
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
So, Harry Shearer, now in 2014, you have a new Nixon project 40 years after that original KPFK broadcast. It's called Nixon the One. Nixon's the One. It's at YouTube now. It's sort of a comedy, but it's not the usual TV sitcom. How exactly would you describe it?
Oh, I guess it's a docu-comedy. not that I've used that word before, but... basically, Stanley Cutler, who's one of probably the nation's leading authority, historian type authority on the tapes, is to the point where he not only wrote two seminal books based on the tapes, but also filed the lawsuit originally to make the tapes public in the first place when Richard Nixon was fighting tooth and nail to keep them secret. He, as a historian, and I, just for recreation, had become aware of a lot of conversations which weren't related to Watergate or to Vietnam or to any of the political issues of the day, but were just strange, bizarre, funny, spooky conversations that were taking place in the Nixon White House. And my premise was, let's do those. They had never been transcribed, because the only tapes that were transcribed were those that were used in hearings or trials. So we had to go listen to hundreds of hours, really, of tapes. I shouldn't say got to. We were enabled to, had the pleasure of doing that, and, you know, picked the funniest ones, the most amazing ones, and played them word for word. I mean, performed them word for word, pause for pause, hem for hem, haw for haw, overlap for overlap, and shot them as if Nixon had hidden cameras in the White House as well as microphones. And so, but it's played absolutely. We listened to the tapes as we were rehearsing, so we were trying as hard as possible to accurately to replicate the nature, the rhythms, the inflections, the entire mood of these conversations, and just physicalize them visually.
Harry Shearer's TV series, Nixon's the One, is at YouTube now. There's a link at harryshearer.com. I want to listen first to Harry Shearer's Nixon in 2014 and then play some of these clips from the 1974 broadcast that we found in the Pacifica Radio Archives, starting with the 2014 Nixon's the One. Here's Harry Shearer as Nixon verbatim on blacks and Mexicans.
I have the greatest affection for blacks, but I know they're not going to make it for 500 years.
They aren't.
You know that, too. Mexicans, every cup of tea. They have a heritage. At the present time, they steal. They're dishonest, but they do have concept of family life. So they don't live like a bunch of dogs the way Negroes do live.
A Mexican-American is not as good as the Mexican. Mm. You go down to Mexico, they're clean, they're honest, they're moral.
Mexico's a much more moral country.
Monterey, Cuernavaca, you go into the slums there, and by God, they live clean shirts on a Sunday.
They find a hell of a lot less marijuana use in Mexico than in the United States.
It's Harry Shearer, as Nixon, and from Nixon's The One. We're laughing a lot here, Harry. So it sounds like you had a lot of fun doing this.
It was very hard work, and it was the most fun I've ever had. It was, a lot of very strange dialogue to learn, very nonlinear in a lot of ways. Those pauses and those jumps in on each other were all basically baked into the tapes, and we were trying to be very accurate to that. So the rehearsing was really intense. But, we built a 360-degree set of Nixon, of the Oval Office circa Nixon. Every president redesigns the Oval Office. That's probably the most power he'll ever have, and he cedes it to his wife. And so when you walked into that set, there was no non-Nixon place to look. And I think it affected all of us very much the same. It's like we have really walked back into time here. Because the cameras weren't visible, so all that you saw as an actor was Nixon's world. And it really was almost, actors talk a lot of magic talk, but it really had a great power in pulling us into that time and place and putting us in those weird frames of mind. But it was huge fun. I had a great cast of actors, all cast in London, but most of them Americans, and everybody, including the crew, kind of dove in very enthusiastically into the premise that we're doing this the right way. We're doing it as real as possible to get every detail of the set right, to get every detail of whatever we could exactly right. And that was, to me, that was really what was exciting about it. There was never an argument about, hey, nobody's going to notice. Everybody acted as if people will notice. So we did it right.
Well, return with us now to 1974.
Oh, my God.
Nixon is still president. The circle is tightening around him. The Supreme Court has ordered him to release the transcripts of the White House tapes. He has complied. A copy of the transcript is carried by hand from Washington to Los Angeles on an airplane. Harry, I don't think you've heard any of these clips lately.
I have not. I'm quaking with fear.
Well, here is KPFK station manager Will Lewis introducing Harry Shearer's Nixon in 1974.
And now here is President Nixon, as played by Harry Shearer, and John Dean, as played by Mike Hodel, in the telephone conversation, the president with John Dean on March 20th, 1973. This is at approximately 7:29 p.m. in the evening.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
You're having rather long days these days, aren't you? I guess we all have.
I think they will continue to be longer.
They didn't bite the bullet with regard to subpoenaing you?
No, I don't think there's any chance they're going to do that.
It's rather interesting, isn't it? Something ought to be made of that.
Unless they get... They are taking more evidence on me. Obviously, with these other two witnesses. Not that I think anything will come out of this.
The other thing I was going to say just is this. Just for your own thinking. I still want to see... Though I guess you and Dick are still working on your letter and all that sort of thing.
We are, and we are coming to... The more we work on it, the more questions we see.
That you don't want to answer, huh?
That bring problems by answering.
And so you're coming up, then, with the idea of just being just a stone wall, then, is that...
That's right.
Is that what you come down with?
Stone wall with lots of noises that we are always willing to cooperate, but no one is asking us for anything.
And they never will, huh? There's no way that you could make even a general statement that I could put out. You understand what I...
I think we could.
See, for example, I was even thinking that if you could... Even talk to cabinet, the leaders, just orally and say, I've looked into this and this is that, so that people get sort of a feeling that your own people have got to be reassured.
Uh-huh.
Could you do that?
Well, I think I can, but I don't think you'd want to make that decision until we have a body.
No, I want to know. I want to know where all the bodies are.
All the bodies are buried first. Harry Shearer as Richard Nixon in 1974. Harry, you had never heard Nixon reading these lines. I think you were pretty darn good at that.
Well, it sounds to me like we had a train to catch. we were rushing it a little bit. And that, that to me is the difference between when you're reading it as script and when you've spent the time with the words to sort of, to memorize them, and then have we of course had the added advantage of hearing exactly how they were said. But I think one did what one could. We had, I don't think we even had a rehearsal. I think we just came in and read it cold. And it may have been a bit of the nervousness of doing that. And I think we were live.
Yeah, I'm sure you were live.
Yeah, so, you know, that all added to sort of the, shall we say, the energy of the performance.
Well, that 1974 broadcast, of course, was a Watergate show. It was breaking news that these transcripts had just been released, and reporters were going through them, and KPFK had organized this dramatic reading. Is Nixon's the One your current show? Is that a Watergate show?
No, there's no mention of Watergate. My feeling was Watergate has been certainly one of the most, if not the most, scrutinized episodes in modern American political history, and we were going to bring nothing new to that. But and also at this point in time, it's primarily of interest to history buffs and political junkies. And what I was trying to do was a show about just an amazing comic character. I've always felt Nixon was this, you know, quintessential American 20th century, in the Greek sense, comic character, a self-made man and a self-destroyed man. Now, you could say that's a tragic character, but of course, tragedy plus distance equals comedy. And also, there was this sense I always had of him as trying incredibly hard, in public at least, to suppress his authentic emotional reactions and then still being unable to prevent himself from blurting them out at the most awkward possible moments, either physically by the people, remember at the time, these smiles would pop out of his face for no reason at all, or something that he said. So that was the aspect of him that I wanted to underline in the show and thereby make it more of an entertainment show than a history show.
Well, we want to play another clip from Harry Shearer's Nixon's The One, a TV series. It's on YouTube now. This clip contains sensitive language that may be offensive, but it's part of real history. The words of the President of the United States, enacted by Harry Shearer.
You know what happened to the Greeks? Homosexuality destroyed them. Sure.
Yeah.
Aristotle was a homo. We all know that. So was Socrates.
But he never had the influence television had.
Yeah. You know what happened to the Romans. Last six Roman emperors were fags. Last six. Nero had a public wedding with a boy. Yeah. You know what happened to the popes. It was all right that the popes were laying the nuts. Went on for years, for centuries. But when the popes in the Catholic Church went to hell, it was homosexual, and they finally had to clean it out.
Yeah.
Now, that's what's happened to Britain. It happened earlier in France. Now, let's look at the strong societies. Russians, they root them out. They don't let them around. I don't know what they do with them. But we're allowing it in this country. Look at this country. Do you think the Russians allow dope? Hell no. They send them up. Homosexuality. Dope. Immorality generally. These are the enemies of strong societies. That's why the communists and the left-wingers are pushing this stuff. They're trying to destroy us.
Harry Shearer is Richard Nixon, the words of our president on the Nixon White House tapes. We're speaking with Harry Shearer. He's live from London, where it's the middle of the night. It's the Pacifica Radio National broadcast. So the Pacifica Archives have the 1974 live broadcast that Harry, Rob Reiner, Christopher Guest...
donations.
Can I get that Carlin tape today?
You know what? You can. You can. If you, for a $150 donation, you have the last two seasons of our From the Vault series, where we go into the vault and find one tape that we find is very special that we want to present with context today. It's from this season. So $150 donation, you get over 100 hours, including the Carlin tape. 1-800 800-735-0230.
And, of course, that is as well part of the $300 package.
It is, too.
There we
You're
go.
Right.
So 800-735...
We need 10 more of those.
800-735-0230, 800-735-0230. We are in the home stretch of the Pacifica Radio Archives Fund Drive here, folks. Call in, pledge support. Again, Mark is no doubt going to find another gem like that next year and the year after that. Let's make sure... to find that treasure
and
to transfer
Bruce.
It. But the way that we make sure of it is by having you there and by people calling in and pledging support so that this phenomenal material is preserved. We need 10 more callers. We got another call.
Go.
10
another
more
one.
Callers.
Yeah.
800-735-0230. There's another call.
There's
nine
another
more
one.
Calls.
Nine.
Again, call and get the Carlin material for $150 along with the excerpts of the Nixon tapes for $300.
Yeah.
The whole of the Nixon tapes and so much more George Carlin
there's
too for
one.
$300. Eight more calls. What we just, you know, what they discovered upstairs in the archive this year, which we've never played before on the air since 1974, is this reading of the Nixon White House tapes. Harry Shearer, Rob Reiner, and Christopher Guest here on Pacifica. A couple of years after they did this broadcast, they formed a band, made a movie, Spinal Tap. Maybe
yeah.
you've heard of it. Harry Shearer, Rob Reiner, Christopher Guest, Peter Boyle, and Cass Elliott, the surprise guest reading Haldeman. You're not going to get this on PBS. You're not going to get this on NPR. And God knows you're not going to get it on CNN or MSNBC. 800-735-0230. 800-735-0230. SupportPRA.org is the website. Call us now. Get this stuff. Listen to the whole thing and keep our future alive at the Pacifica Radio Archives.
Oh, we are just so happy, John, to have you supporting this project. I mean, John would never say this, but I'm telling you right now, the value of a history professor coming in here and presenting history, I mean, it kind of gives us... I feel like we have a little cachet here.
Hey, John, let me ask you this. Give us your professional opinion. If you were to get a real understanding of American history in the 1950s, 60s, 70s, say, would it be important to actually be able to hear the voices of Allen Ginsberg, James Baldwin, Kurt Vonnegut, Martin Luther King Jr., Malcolm X, Gwendolyn Brooks, Adrian Rich? Important?
I'd say it'd also be important to hear Jim Morrison, Noam Chomsky, Audre Lorde, Maya Angelou, Jimi Hendrix, Allen Ginsberg, Alice Walker, and Edward Said.
That's
there
a
we
good
go.
Retort.
Oh, good. So, well, look, 800-735-0230. All those
calls.
People are part of the $300 package. And for $150, you get the George Carlin benefited for WBEI in 1975, the Nixon tapes from 1974, readings by the people that we feed. Reiner, Harry Shearer, etc. 800-735-0230. Pledge at the $150 or $300 level. Come on, call, folks. Let's make our goal. We're into our final 4 minutes of the hour. We are in the absolute home stretch of the PRA Fund Drive. 800-735-0230.
Hundreds of hours of materials from the Pacifica Radio Archives we're offering, and it's 2-for-1. It's a tax deductible. Many people are thinking, oh, man, I'm going to have to throw X percentage of my yearly income down to the, you know, pay taxes. Well, tax deductible is a way to not pay taxes. It's calling 1-735-0230. Donate to the Pacifica Radio Archives. We will put it to work.
You know, we got only 2 or 3 minutes left here, but, Mark, I wonder if you could explain. I was very interested to know that the National Archives has actually provided a grant to the Pacifica Radio Archives to digitize the collection on American women making history and culture starting in the 60s. That's a fantastic project.
Yeah, it's only recently, thanks to the guidance to our consultant, Addie Gevins, together with the director, Brian DeShazer, and our wonderful archivist, Joseph Gallucci, Joel. And she really wanted Harry Shearer to say Frank Beiser on the air because her dad is the biggest Harry Shearer fan.
Okay.
And Holly, we have been up to the Library of Congress standards. We have been preserving these materials so that once they're digitized, they're cataloged properly and they're distributed properly. And they're going to go on to the... onto the Internet Archives as well. So these materials are being preserved at the highest standards. That's why the National Archives chose us to preserve 2,000 tapes of women's history programs from 1962 to 1980. Incredible collection of recorded materials during the second wave of the feminist movement.
800-735-0230.
There's another call. Only six people.
Call us now. The $300 pledge. Take home the commuter special of more than 400 hours of material that you're not going to get anywhere else. 800-735-0230. You can learn more at supportpra.org, Pacific Radio Archives. It's our history, folks. We need to keep it alive. We need to keep it organized and cataloged and prepared for another generation. This hour is pretty much over here. I want to thank Minsky for helping out. I want to thank our very special guest, Harry Shearer, who was live from London. His TV series, Nixon's the One, is playing now at YouTube. Thanks to our engineer, G. And thanks, as always, to Brian Chaser, director of the Pacifica Radio Archives. I'm John Wiener at KPFK in Los Angeles. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned for another hour of the Pacifica Radio Network annual national broadcast. Please call and pledge. 800-735-0230.
Thanks, John.
Dear Pacifica Radio Archives, the Board of Education would like to thank you for your generous donation of From the Vault, Campus Campaign 9, Subject MP3 Box Set. Your contribution will make it possible for Santa Rosa High School teachers and students to access radio archives. Thanks again for your generosity. It is truly appreciated. Sincerely, Donna, President, Board of Education, Santa Rosa City Schools.
We hope you're enjoying the programming we offer today. Thanks for listening, and thank you to those who've already called in and made your pledge. For those who are still deciding, our volunteers can help you select your gift. It's our campus campaign, which means you get two copies of all audio gifts for your tax-deductible donation, one for you and one for a school or a friend. We're kicking off the holiday season by guaranteeing delivery by December 24th. Support us with a $150 pledge and receive our new campus campaign, Volume 5, with 50 of the most recent From the Vault programs. For your pledge of $300, you'll receive all volumes of the Campus Campaign, 460 hours of the best Pacifica broadcast over 65 years. And for just a $50 donation to the archives, you'll receive our From the Vault t-shirt with 20 hours of women's programs, new to CD. Call now at 1-800-735-0230 or visit us at pacificaradioarchives.org. Stay tuned.
You are listening to Pacifica Radio Archives' 13th Annual Holiday Audio Preservation Drive and Campus Campaign, heard on 99.5 FM WBAI, New York City, New York, 89.3 FM WPFW, Washington, D.C., 90.1 FM KPFT, Houston, Texas, 94.1 and 89.3 FM KPFA, KPFB, Berkeley, California, 90.7 FM KPFK Los Angeles, also heard on 98.7 FM Santa Barbara, 99.5 FM China Lake, 93.7 FM North San Diego, California.
Hi, I'm Lucia Chappell. For me, it started with a bang. When I was 12, somebody bombed a transmitter, and I just had to tune in to find out why. That was 50 years ago now, and I count myself lucky that thanks to that bang, I've been able to hear the history of my lifetime through the ears of Pacifica Radio. What I heard helped me become the person that I am today. When I grew up, I followed those voices and got involved in Pacifica Radio myself. I helped gather more sounds of the times and see other people be changed by what they heard. That's why it's unbearable for me to think that what started with that bang could end in a whimper of rotting tape. Because the history that I grew up hearing and the history that I've helped to record is not a luxury. It's our social positioning system, keeping us on track about where we've been, where we are now, and where the future will take us. That's what the Pacifica Radio Archives means to me. And that's in all my fingers and toes that you'll join us in preserving this incomparable treasure. By and by.
Stay tuned for the next hour in this Pacifica Network special national simulcast.
And welcome back. This is Alan Minsky. Ian Masters is on his way to the Hammer Forum in Westwood, California. And now we are going to have a show which anchors the Pacifica Radio Archives Fund Drive. I'm sitting here with Cesse, Mark Torres, and Brian DeShazer from the Pacifica Radio Archives, and we have an incredible treat for you this hour. In 2005 in Los Angeles, and again just about a week ago, Anthony Arnoff was the Masters of Ceremony along in 2005 with Howard Zinn for an event called Voices of a People's History. The 2005 event became the backbone of a movie called The People Speak, and what they had done, Anthony Arnoff and Howard Zinn, had built a volume called People's Voices from a People's History of the United States of America, which were sort of original texts that were the featured characters from Howard Zinn's best-selling book, People's History of the United States.
Super and best-selling. Iconic.
Indeed iconic. I mean, really, really sort of like trailblazed a new pathway for American history as people's history. And, it wasn't going to be the politicians and the generals. This is going to be the voices of people who fought for social justice and moved things forward towards a society with great social justice across American history. Well, they produced early last decade, that was a huge book, 700, 800 pages long, which were the speeches, which were the testimonials of the people themselves who had made that history. Well, in 2005, they decided they were going to get actors and musicians to perform in the voice of the people who were in that companion volume to A People's History of the United States, and hence these traveled across the country, the voices of a people's history. But when they were in the Los Angeles, they recorded them through the Pacifica Radio Archives, and they filmed them, again, making the film The People Speak, and it was absolutely magical and powerful, because you are hearing, and what you're about to hear this hour, is really the most brilliant eloquence from across American history that people, absolute giants of American history, of the people's history of America, speaking in their greatest moments of eloquence, whether it be Frederick Douglass, whether it be Emma Goldman, Martin Luther King Jr., Bob Dylan's Masters of War, going all the way back to Bartolomeo Della Coppola. Again, we're going to hear brilliant actors perform in their voices across this hour. So this is an incredible treat. But to kick it off, what better way than to hear Howard Zinn himself introducing the event in 2005. So let's jump right to that and hear now Howard Zinn.
KPFK Radio, which is, I guess you know KPFK. Yeah. I should mention that Anthony Arnoff, the truth is that he is really responsible for just planning and organizing and executing and just doing this whole thing. So, whether I like it or not, I have to thank him. So, I want to tell you how this came about. I guess it started with this book, A People's History of the United States, it seems that a lot of people who read the book were particularly struck by the fact that there were a lot of quotations in it, a lot of sort of nuggets of statements by people you don't normally hear from, because I wasn't quoting of presidents and congressmen and industrialists and generals. No, I was quoting Native Americans and factory workers and women who went to work in the Lowell Mills at the age of 12 and died at the age of 25 very often. I was quoting dissenters of all sorts, socialists and anarchists and anti-war people. And several of us, by several of us, I mean Anthony Arnoff and I, and with the help of prodding of Dan Simon of Seven Stories Press in New York, we decided it would be a good idea to do a whole volume just of these statements, to expand on the things that were in the People's History of the United States, and to find more such words, and to And so we ended up with a sort of 700-page book of about 200 of these things. And you know, they're not the kind of readings that you get in traditional textbooks, not the kind of documents you get if you... I remember going to graduate school and getting documents of American history. They were all... What were they? They were the speeches of presidents and laws passed by Congress and decisions of the Supreme Court. No, that's not the kind of documents we have in this book, Voices of a People's History. And Anthony and I we chose those statements that we thought had the most meaning for today, and well, from the starting with the Las Casas, who blew the whistle on Columbus, going all the way up down to the present day, down to the protesters against the war in Iraq, and so our heroes in this book. The people we quote are not Andrew Jackson, but the Indians that he ordered removed from the southeastern states of the United States. Our heroes are not the war makers. Our heroes are not Theodore Roosevelt, but Mark Twain. Not Woodrow Wilson, but Helen Keller. So we put all of this together. What you're going to hear tonight is just a sampling of this book, or just a sampling of those readings. And I guess the fundamental theme that runs through all these readings is the idea that there are people all through American history, from way back down to the present day, there are people all the way through who have resisted oppression, resisted injustice, fought back, who have disobeyed authority, you see. Our premise is that when the authorities act against the interests of the people, when a government sends young people to war, when it takes the wealth of the country and wastes it on war and gives it to the rich, then disobedience is the answer, you see. And when people refuse to obey, then democracy comes alive. That's our premise.
The words of Howard Zinn in 2005, and again, this is the Pacifica Radio Archives Fund Drive. Ian Masters is on his way to the Hammer Forum in Westwood, and the number here is 800-735-0230, and one person who was a huge supporter of the Pacifica Radio Archives was Howard Zinn. And Brian DeShazer is joining me here in studio. And Brian, you have a little anecdote about yourself and Howard and the archives in this event.
Sure, a few of them, actually. The very first Archives Fund Drive in 2002, we had Howard Zinn on with Sonali Kolhatkar doing a game show and actually having him identify voices from the archives without telling him.
Yeah, so great. We
actually had a game show with Howard Zinn on our very first Archives Fund Drive day. And from that moment on, he was our friend. He checked in with us, and when he was in town, we checked in with him. And he understood that our archive is the history of the United States,
right,
as a companion. Absolutely. So when we were talking backstage at an Amy Goodman event where she was introducing him, that KPFK sponsored here in Los Angeles, he talked about this thing that Anthony Arnoff was doing, and he said, you should record it. You guys should air it. So that's how KPFK and the archives have these recordings from 2005. And we thank Howard Zinn and remember him so fondly for understanding the campus campaign. When donors call 1-800-735-0230, you get two gifts. You get one for yourself and for a school, a university, or a library. And that impressed him so much. And that's why we have these recordings that we're offering you as a thank you gift for your donation to continue that campus campaign and continue that legacy that Howard Zinn helped us create back in 2002, I think it was.
Yeah, we I was there that did the audio, and we had one of our good friends do the video for the first one in 2005. Ceci here recorded...
Ceci Abejon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Recorded the 2014 version, and I have to say... I don't know. Maybe we should do an add-on. I mean, we actually have the video recording of 2005. I don't know if we want to offer that or not.
Hmm. Well, you said it, so we got it now. You kind of put me on the spot.
But it has to be at the $300 level, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, so $300 donation, you get the 460 hours that we're offering, the two-for-one, plus you'll get the video, the DVD of the Voices of the People's History filmed in 2005 by the Pacifica Radio Archives.
And that includes Howard Zinn himself, Arnov, the two writers, Kerry Washington, Josh Brolin, Sandra Oh reading Emma Goldman, Danny Glover reading John Lewis, Viggo Mortensen was there reading Bartolomé de las Casas, Marissa Tomei, and more.
This hour only, right? Amazing.
Yeah, and actually, I have my own little anecdote or testimonial along these lines, which is within the first anniversary of Howard Zinn's death, I actually wrote an article for Common Dreams, again, connecting how the only place in broadcast media in the United States since its inception where you actually would have heard the people who make up the backbone, again, of Voices of a People's History and also the People's History of the United States is Pacifica Radio. So Howard Zinn's work and Pacifica Radio are very much wedded together, and this is a great way to support the archives now at 800-735-0230. For the $150 level,